I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran sets a new precedent for persecution. After denying access to the lawyer, a judge gave 5-year prison terms to 3 believers from a Muslim background. It's the maximum sentence allowed under a controversial new law. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari tells us.
These are the first Christians sentenced to prison under the new law in Iran, specifically during the presidency of Ebrahim Raisi, who is known for his intolerance towards anyone who deviates from revolutionary Islamic values. The outcome of this case will set the tone for future harassment, arrest, and persecution of any Muslim who may convert to Christianity.
Ask God to strengthen and encourage persecuted believers, and pray God will turn what man intends for evil into blessing and favor. And when you hear Middle East, North Africa, what comes to mind?
People think of negative things. They think of terrorism, or they think of war. We don't usually think about how God is moving.
Dr. Jennifer Murph heads up the MENA Leadership Center. By offering Christian leaders the training they need, the MENA Leadership Center helps believers grow and thrive in critical territory.
You know, the MENA region is the home of our Christian faith. Jesus fled from his hometown to Egypt. The gospel writer Mark was from Libya, and the apostles ministered in Lebanon, Syria, and Turkey. I mean, the whole region was once the epicenter of the Christian world. Today, God is once again at work, and the church is seeing growth unlike any time before.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.